We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
At about 1:30, container ship struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge, which I've been over many, many times, commuting from the state of Delaware to our trainer by car.
In Kyiv, Ukraine, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. Along the southern border, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. At the White House, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. In St. Louis, Griff Jenkins, Fox News.
Tell me where in the world is
Griff Jenkins.
Watch your back.
All right, more bonus Griff today because I noticed him live this morning at the foot of that bridge there in Baltimore, and I reached out to see if we could get him on the air. How are you, buddy?
Hey, man, I am good. From the border to the bridge, at your service, Mark Cox. And let me tell you, you know, Mark, this story, this is a big story. And I think part of the reason why it is because the entire nation has now watched this just stunning video and how quickly the entire span of that bridge collapses when that container ship hits it. And as tragic as it is now with the six unaccounted for construction workers presumed dead, just about 25 minutes ago, I was able to interview Governor Moore, Wes Moore, the Maryland governor here, and it really a fascinating news-breaking packed interview. He actually said that those workers were also notified, unfortunately, obviously too late, but that Mayday call that went out and the Maryland Transportation Authority officials that stopped traffic on that bridge, he called them heroes and said, but for them, this would have been much, much worse.
Yeah, it's a good point. You know, Griff, I want to say this, preface this before I say what I'm about to say. I admire what you do, and you're there covering a very serious story. And I don't want to put words in your mouth, and I don't want to put you on the spot here. Earlier this morning, Laura Logan, who used to be a correspondent for 60 Minutes and CBS News and all of that, and has done some stuff for Fox over the years, started asking some questions about the investigation into this. And she claims sources that are wondering the impact this is going to have on infrastructure on the East Coast, and suggested that since 9/11, federal authorities have been worried about the possibility of attacks that would target infrastructure. And she said this one fits all of those categories because it shuts down that 295 corridor or whatever it is through there. It restricts everything in that bay that's behind this bridge for months, potentially years, and that this would be the kind of thing a terrorist might target if they were going to. And everything I've heard out of the authorities so far is there's nothing here to indicate this is a terrorist attack. Is anybody asking that question in that way there on the scene?
You know, I'm glad you asked that. I haven't seen Laura's reporting there, but you know, to your point, the last question I just asked on live TV of Governor Moore, I said, obviously, Governor, this was quickly ruled out as an accident. This is not terrorism. But I wonder, as you rebuild, and we've heard the intelligence experts opine about this on other channels, do you worry that there are vulnerabilities that those that want to do us harm in faraway places might look at this and see an opportunity. And I don't have the exact words what he said to me, but he essentially said, look, we got to do more with our infrastructure. And, you know, he had a message of, you know, you thinking about doing armed Baltimore, you better think twice. But at the same time, he didn't discount the fact that, you know, our infrastructure has got to be rebuilt in a much more fortified way. And you know, I think, I mean, my gut reaction, and again, I'd have to look back at the transcript. My gut reaction is he sort of implicitly acknowledged that, yeah, you know, I'm not going to tell you what our conversations are behind closed doors, but of course everybody's looking at that because we know that, you know, the future acts of terrorism and the lessons we learned from 9/11, that our enemies are getting smarter too.
Yes.
And the catastrophic damage they could do by shutting down things like the Port of Baltimore, which is among the country's largest ports, with number one here in Baltimore for, you know, importing light trucks and cars and things like that. And also the economic damage it does, you know, terrorists want to instill terror. And that's what 9/11 did. But short of that, there's 140,000 people tied to this port that are trying to figure out what they're going to do with their lives now. This mm-hmm. is catastrophic impact. And I'm looking back at my transcript now. You know, I said, does it make you worry about vulnerabilities? And he says this, Mark. He says, I know that we have to make sure that our infrastructure is protected. And for that, anybody who's looking at trying to understand where the vulnerabilities lie, do I think they could potentially look at things that have happened and get creative? I just think that we as a state just have to get even more creative. So that's kind of a politician's way of saying, yeah, we're looking at that too, and we're going to try and make sure the rebuild doesn't offer that opportunity.
Yeah.
Griff, I know this is now being considered a recovery effort versus rescue. Do we know what the plan is moving forward? Do they already have people in the water looking for these people who are still in it?
Yeah, great question, Kim. And the governor told me there's people as we're speaking now, those divers are back in the water. And he told me, I asked him point blank, have we recovered any of the bodies? And he said, no, we haven't recovered any. And I sure hope that we do for the closure for those families. But getting underneath there, there were clearly, it looks like they believe that there may be some workers that got trapped in the vehicles. Because remember, they were doing work out there on the bridge. And he talked about the complex, difficult challenge of getting down with such little visibility and all of the mangled steel from the bridge debris and the currents running, you know, how difficult it may be to get to those bodies, to get them out to recover them.
Yeah.
Because there were no other cars, because of the Mayday call, they shut it down. So the only cars that would have been on the bridge at that time when it went down would have been the cars from the construction crews. Am I right?
He says the best information they have now, it's not that they're still investigating it to see if there were any just average Americans that happened to be on that bridge. It doesn't appear that they're not led to believe that there were any of the vehicles down there are just those of the construction workers. And hopefully that'll be the case. But he did pivot to, you know, the fact that it's still under investigation. And look, it's a bridge. So they're going to have cameras, you know, people coming on and off, just traffic cameras, general traffic cameras. I'm sure they can take a look. It's interesting. If you watch that time-lapsed video, and again, hard to say exactly how close it was, but there's that, you know, far away time lapse of the bridge. You can see not too soon before, you know, closely between when it actually collapsed, you do see a couple of 18-wheeler lights go across there.
Right.
So I'll say that's awfully lucky for those individuals.
No kidding. Well, Griff, thank you for giving us an extra report this week. We appreciate it. Checks in the mail, my friend.
Bonus time. Always great to be with you guys. Mark and Kim, have a great one.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Griff Jenkins there live in Baltimore covering that tragedy. It is a tragedy. I don't mean to suggest that it's not a tragedy. But I guarantee you they're looking at something else potentially connected to this.
This is going to be interesting. The question is, though, even if they find something, how much will they disclose to us?
Probably not much, because they won't want people to panic unless they can figure out some way to guarantee it can't happen again going forward. When you're talking about a ship that big, wow, what does that entail? We need to get maybe one of the captains on here who knows a little bit more about that for sure.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.